Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly Thomas, the Crochet Profit Queen, and I'm going to show you how you can make a living from your crochet while avoiding the burnout and being able to make what you want and when you want. But what about all those fees? So this is one of the biggest gripes that I see on social media from crochet sellers. They're always talking about the fees and how expensive they are and how it's cutting into their profits and how they're not going to make any money from this platform, which I can't work out. I keep scratching my head. Yes, fees are annoying, but like everything in life, you get what you pay for. The platforms they're talking about are Etsy, Shopify, Amazon Handmade. They charge a fee for you to use their platform, for you to use it as a shopfront. Of course they do. They're doing you a massive favour. They're allowing you to have a place on the internet to sell without having a website of your own. And they have big names that draws traffic of their own so that you get people searching just that platform to find something fabulous to buy. They're allowing you to rent that space. But you got to pay for it. They spent the time and the money creating that platform. And one, they need to pay for that. And two, they're a business too, so they want to make a profit. That's the whole point. But the fees do go up. Well, look around the world right now. Prices of everything have skyrocketed. So it's not surprising that the platform fees go up as well. And yet it's the biggest gripe. But here's the thing, no matter what you're selling to do with your crochet, whether it be patterns, courses, memberships, what you make, you have to pay a fee to be in the game. Unless you are selling on social media by messenger, or WhatsApp, whatever, you're going to have to pay a fee. But here's the thing, if you're only selling on social media, if you're only selling on WhatsApp, you don't have authority, you don't have trust, because not many people trust businesses that only sell that way. And when they do buy from those businesses, they expect it to be at a cut price. They expect to pay a higher price from platforms with some serious muscle power behind them, like Etsy, like Shopify, like Amazon Handmade. They expect those prices to be higher, which means you can charge higher. Suddenly, those fees are now worth it, because even after the fees, you will make more than just selling on social media. It's true. It's difficult to sell anything and be seen as a trustworthy professional business unless you are selling on a platform that you have to pay for. Even if you have your own website, you pay fees because you've got to pay for that website in the first place. You've got to pay for your domain name. And then when you take payment, you've then got to pay a commission to either PayPal or Stripe or whichever payment provider you use. You still have to pay fees. You still have to pay to play. You will pay fees for any platform. I pay a fee every time I sell a crochet pattern. I pay a fee every time I take a payment for members of my Hookers Academy. I pay a fee every time I sell an ebook. I pay a fee for every single product I make. I pay a fee for my website. And you know what? I'm not sat here griping about it, because I incorporate those fees into my prices. I know what the minimum I can charge for one of my patterns and still make a profit. I know that my lowest price patterns, which is £1, I know I'm only going to make about, I think it's 37p profit from that pattern. I'm okay with that, because my little sellers are kind of the gateway to people buying more patterns from me at a higher price. That's how I see it. But here's the thing. The thing about patterns is they sell once, they sell over and over again. Once they are written, you keep selling the same file. So yes, I'm making a very small amount of money from that particular pattern. But if I sell plenty enough of them, over the long run, it makes me a nice tidy profit. So I don't mind. This is the difference between selling what you make and having a recurring income from online products. Being able to make the money over and over and over again. When I launch a pattern, I set out to make back what it costs for me to make, the hours I put into it, the yarn that I used. I want to get the money for that back. I want to get paid. After that, it's pure profit. So I don't mind the fees. I will happily pay these platforms to help me advertise, promote, and have my products sell. Now you might be sat there thinking, but what about things I make to sell? Well, okay, same point. You will have far better chance at selling at a higher price and a higher chance of selling in the first place if you are on a platform that is trusted and has the authority and has customer service and is able to get back to customers and investigate their complaints. You might not like that aspect because of how, you know, that usually gets sided with, but it's true. And you will have more good customers than bad. So bear that in mind. But your fees, the Hookers Academy is all about helping you to discover how to write, sell, and profit from your crochet patterns. There are all kinds of ways that you can make money from your own crochet designs, and I want to show you how. Come join us today, and it's just $24.99 a month, no minimum sign-up term, and you get all the support you need, all the information, to help grow your own crochet pattern business. Come join us now at crochetbusinessschool.com. Should be incorporated into your prices. You should not be worrying about the fees if you're pricing right. Do you think that you can't price higher? Well, you're wrong. Do you think those fees are cutting so far into your prices that it's just not worth it? Big red flag. Should be waving in front of your face. If that's how you're thinking, you're not charging enough. And if you think you cannot sell if you charge more, you're wrong. Completely and totally wrong. What you have is the wrong strategy. You either don't have confidence in what you're making, you don't have confidence in your ability to sell anything, you think that you know what's in other people's bank accounts, you don't. You think no one will pay for what you are making. Wrong. You think no one will pay for crochet. They will. What's happening is you are trying to sell to the wrong people. What's happening is that you don't believe your crochet is worth the money. Whether you believe that consciously or subconsciously is an entirely different story. You don't believe that anyone out there has the money to pay you what your crochet is worth. Also wrong. People will pay for your crochet. They will pay a premium price for it if you are selling to the right people. If you have your listing set up properly. If you have your descriptions written so that they appeal to the right people. If your photos are taken brilliantly, you've got the right titles, it will sell. You have to have the confidence to do it. You have to have the confidence to believe in yourself and your crochet, but it will sell. So you don't need to gripe about the prices. You don't need to gripe about the fees. You don't need to worry about the fees. They are doing you a favor because it means you are selling on a platform with authority. And whether it's courses, patterns, memberships, what you make, The better the reputation of the platform you are selling on, the better the chance you have of making that sale, and the better chance you have of making that sale at the higher price. The fees are a good thing. If you're not selling and you're paying the fees, it's not because the platform's not doing its job, it's because you're not. You haven't set your listings up properly. You're not getting found in the search results. And that means you've got to do the work. You've got to rewrite those titles. You've got to rewrite that description. You've got to retake those pictures. Because it's really easy to fall into the trap of thinking, I've got my listing on Etsy up, that's it, it's ready to go, it'll get found. No, it won't. If you go and look at the listings of the people who are griping about the fees and saying, but I'm not selling anything, you go look at their listings and they are terrible. Their photos are dark. They're blurred. They're too busy. Their title is just not well thought out or researched. Their description is short. It's fact-based. It has the bare minimum information. It is not appealing to read. It does not tell you about the story behind the product. It does not have the keyword research in it. And they're complaining they can't sell. Well, of course they can't sell. It's as dry and dusty as reading a dictionary. It might sound harsh, but it's really true. And, you know, if you're going to sell on these platforms, it doesn't matter what you're selling. Memberships, patterns, what you make, courses, classes, it doesn't matter. You've still got to learn how to write a description that's going to get you found. Those fees are not going to help you sell if you don't get your listing written properly. And the platform has the tools for you to do that. They've got handbooks and help guides to help you. But unless you use them, that platform is not going to make you sales. That platform you are paying a fee to is doing its job, is giving you a place to sell, is giving you the tools to help you sell. But if you don't use them, you're not going to sell in the first place and you're not going to get the right people. And you've got to do that work. Unless you're going to do the work, it's not going to work for you. And then you'll be sitting there griping about the fees and how you're still not selling. You have to do the work. Do the work and the fees will be worth it. Don't do the work and you'll feel that the fees aren't worth it. But guess what? You didn't do the work. You are not going to have a successful crochet business being lazy. And it's not that you don't understand it. It's not that, oh, I can't do it. It's that you haven't done it in the first place. You haven't gone and read all the information out there. You haven't gone to the platform's help resources to help you make this happen. You haven't gone to YouTube to find all the videos of people telling you how to do it. You haven't gone to Google and read the blogs on people showing you how to do it. It's just not been done. And so that's when people go onto social media, become keyboard warriors, and start griping about the fees. Can you tell this is a bugbear of mine? But it's the same every time. The people who are there complaining on social media about the fees are the people who haven't done the work. Because you go to their profiles, you go to their listings, and it's not done properly. You will not have to worry about the fees if you do the work and figure out how to use that platform. And this is such an important part. And your listings and descriptions and photos are oh so important to get you found in search results and to get you those clicks. And it's a big part of what I teach inside the Hookers Academy, because these elements are so important. But you get it right and it will work for you. And those fees will be worth it because you're on a platform that is trusted, that gets the traffic and will get you those sales if you do the work. So I hope that's given you a few things to think about. And as always, if you have any questions, please do come to the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.